Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hello, hello, and welcome to All Over the Place. My name is Dan. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, and I've got Jamie here with me again. How's it going, Jamie?
So good to be here. Thank you for having me again.
Your third time here?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's cool. You're a regular now, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, so let's see. We got a couple of announcements. Not really, because the semester's kind of winding down, right?
Yeah. One more week.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous a little bit anxious. That's only like one more week.
I know.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
We're almost halfway through college.
Ah, that's scary.
That's weird, right?
Yeah. Because we're sophomores, and that's what we do.
It's true.
We go.
We learn. We study.
Study, we learn, then we come back, we study.
We enrich our minds and our bodies.
Well, the mind's not so much the bodies for me.
Gym.
I've got kind of an imbalance of just an imbalance of just like all I'm only enriching my mind. Nothing else.
Nothing else. Nothing external.
Just my mind.
I see.
That's what. Yeah.
Cause, well, that's where we're different. Because I work out all the time.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell from this pod.
Yeah. And we also we had our stand up show yesterday.
Yeah, good show. Yeah. If you're listening, you came out. Thank you. Yeah. A lot more people came out than I expected.
It was a hot, sweaty room.
It was hot. After my set, I just went outside. I was like, I can't be in here. I just watched from the outside in.
I think it threw me off just a little bit. It was just so hot. You know, we need to. Tufts needs to invest in AC.
The heater was on, and it was like 60.
The heater was on?
It's like 60 degrees outside, and the heater was on, and we turned the thermostat down, even though there was a sign that said, don't turn the thermostat down, but it was like freaking so hot in there.
That just makes me angry.
The heaters by the windows, like, they were, like, blowing up hot air. Like, not just, like, hot air into the room. And it was really just, we didn't
need that. And that's going on, like, 24/7 in this weather.
Yeah, I guess, which is ill-advised.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, just briefly, if, just the song that I was playing at the beginning, if you didn't catch that, that was Beggin' by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Mm.
Classic there. If you don't know Frankie Valli in the first season, yeah, just watch, like, Jersey Boys. Yeah.
The Jerseyest of boys.
It's like, yeah, it's like Broadway, but in New Jersey? I don't know what Broadway is.
Well, not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far away, I'd say.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. I'm gonna play the next song. How about that? It's new from M83's newest album.
Junk.
Yeah. Okay.
Lay it on me.
Okay. Let's do it. That was The Wizard by M83 off of their newest album, Junk. I was just listening to the full album today. So there was like a Beck song in there.
Yeah, Beck's on one of the tracks. Beck's on one of the tracks. The last one, right?
Second to last.
Ah.
Second to last one. Last one kind of sounds like a almost like Stevie Wonder is in there because they're just like playing with that harmonica in there. Yeah, I wish that. The Wizard. I wish the song was like. The song is 2:24. I wish.
Yeah,
that
it's not very long.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's like one of their shortest. It's like the second shortest track on the album, but yeah.
How long's the album?
The album's pretty long. I was just listening to the full thing, and it was good. It's a good amount of time. The exact, I could see if the exact amount is.
I'm gonna beat you there.
Yeah, it's 55 minutes long.
So that's a pretty long album.
It's a pretty long album. Yeah, it's pretty good tracks. There's also like, "Do It, Try It" is like the. They released a single for that one beforehand. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he did the M83. He did the soundtrack to Oblivion.
Yeah. Pretty much like for Oblivion. Like that's like my favorite. Like Oblivion is like a decent movie. I think. Like it's not like not too great, but then like you have. Yeah, but like you know, then like you have the soundtrack, and the soundtrack makes it like pretty good.
Yeah. So yeah, soundtracks are important.
I think I actually every once in a while, I'll just listen to the album.
Like, yeah. They're good to do, like, yeah. I listen to the Social Network soundtrack a lot when I do work. It's mm-hmm. made by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails.
Right.
That's a really good soundtrack to work to. Soundtracks mm-hmm. are important. Like, of course they're important. I'm in this psychology and music course, and we had a guest lecture mm-hmm. on movie background music. We had film music and its significance and like what it adds to films and what it can take away and what like it's super interesting though how like profound mm-hmm. of an effect like the choice of music has on a movie. And then you consider a movie like No Country for Old Men, which has almost no music, and like how that you know what that does for the film. Oh. It's like super I don't know, film music's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend, I don't think you know him, but like he was mentioning, there's like some kind of class, like maybe it's for the X-College or something, that like, that's like the entire class is just looking at soundtracks and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the effects on like filmmaking and all of that.
That's cool.
Yeah. We talk a lot about soundtracks and all of that. You know, like, there's like the Tron Legacy soundtrack, Daft Punk. Another soundtrack I like is do you know the Chemical Brothers at all? Yeah. So they have they had the soundtrack for the movie Hannah.
Oh yeah. I've seen that movie. Yeah.
I really like that movie.
Yeah.
Like the soundtrack.
It's good.
Really
I like how it's all, it's like nonstop action. It's like there's no like boring exposition it's just like Hannah being bad. I can't say badass on the radio, but it's,
but you just said it.
I just did.
Yeah, and like with the soundtrack, it's like literally you were like you're just like it feels like everything's like action and all of that. But yeah. Okay, should we go back to music now?
Yeah, let's do it.
We talk music. We go to listen to music and then come back.
Just a couple hip young boys talking tunes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's see if you can guess what song this is off of the first note.
Oh, is this the...
No, you already know what it is.
I know what it is.
I was just joking around. Okay, it's Radiohead.
Woo!
Jamie's favorite.
Best band.
Okay. It's like...
Good tune.
Good tune. You like that tune?
I do.
What was the name of that song?
Packed Like Sardines in a Crushed Tin Box by Radiohead.
And it's the first song off of Amnesiac.
Off of their fifth album, Amnesiac.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth album.
Yeah.
Because then there were, Amnesiac, and then Hail the Thief, and then In Rainbows, mm-hmm. and then King Limbs, and then hopefully...
Hail to the Thief came after Amnesiac. Yeah.
Yeah. Hail the Thief was 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Amnesiac's also 2000.
Amnesiac is 2001.
Oh, Amnesiac. Okay, yeah. I don't know anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's good. Yeah. So I think, Pablo Honey was 93, Ben's 95, OK Computer 97, Kid A 2001, 2000, Amnesiac 2001, 2003 was Hail of Thief, and Rainbows was 2007. Might as well keep going. And then King of Limbs, 2011.
You forgot another one. Untitled album in the works.
And then hopefully, new album 2016. Fingers crossed. They're touring over the summer. Why would you release an album after it's? There's been proof. There's proof that the album is done. Not definitive proof, but there's a good amount of. It's not just mindless speculation anymore. It's there's evidence that the album is finished, and they're going on tour in the summer. They're going on tour starting in late May. Why would you release an album mid tour or at it's done? They gotta put it out. Then they tour to promote their album. That's what they should do. But it's Radiohead, so who knows?
Yeah. Music albums usually get released on Tuesdays. I think
on Tuesdays or Fridays.
Tuesdays or
Fridays is I think usually the most common. Day. A lot of people thought something was going to come out on Earth Day because Tom York especially is very much environmentalist, and the new album speculated have a lot of environmental themes on it, which should be really cool. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. I there was a while where I was obsessed with over winter break. I was just I don't know. I was freaking out about it because I thought it was going to drop. People thought it was going to drop any minute, and then it just didn't. And so the hype sort of died down. But now it's picking back up again, and hopefully we'll get what we want in a month or so. So within the next month.
Mm-hmm. It'll be, I guess, my first new Radiohead album.
Yeah, me too. I didn't get into Radiohead.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't get into them until probably 4 years ago. So it's also my first.
2012.
I got into them a bit after King of Limbs came out. And even that, King of Limbs, I don't really enjoy that much. I don't know, I think it's okay, but I definitely know it's. I don't think it's anywhere near the caliber of their other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a new. It'll be very exciting for me. And for you, and hopefully for Radiohead fans all around the world.
Yeah, I'm still trying to listen to all the albums I've listened.
Yeah.
Started at OK Computer. Now I'm making my way slowly back up, I think. Yeah. And then I'm gonna go OK Computer, Kid A, and Amnesiac, and
What about the Benz?
Huh?
What about the Benz?
The Benz is earlier.
Benz is 95. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is I just listened to Hail to the Thief.
Okay.
And then I'm going up to their most recent, and then I'm going back down to the Bands.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
And then I'll get all the way down to Pablo Honey.
Yeah, Pablo Honey's not that great.
Well, I'll listen to it anyways. And then
sure.
And then from there I'll just go chronologically.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're doing it interestingly. Yeah. I forget what order I listened to them in. I knew Creep, and I listened to that a lot, but I didn't really bother to get into any of their other stuff. And then my brother had all the albums on iTunes, and so he just gave them to me. And then I think I started with In Rainbows, which is a weird place to start. But yeah, I started with In Rainbows, and I listened to the first two tracks on that album for a long time. I didn't really bother to explore the rest of it, but I think I listened to that, and I listened to OK Computer, and then the Bends, and then I listened to, because I heard that Kid A and Amnesiac were weirder, so I listened to those later, but I don't remember the exact order. I think I got into In Rainbows first. In Rainbows is my favorite Radiohead album. It's my favorite album, period. So
that's like a visual.
In Rainbows?
Yeah, does that have like a...
No.
Is that In Rainbows, or am I thinking of another one?
No, it's not a visual, the artwork's pretty cool,
Like, but, like there was like a like I was looking up a Radiohead album on YouTube, and there was like a like a like a 40-minute long music like music video component.
It might be Polyphonia. Might be thinking of that. That's more of a. I feel like that's more of a Tom York thing, though. I'm not sure. No, I don't know. Oh wait. Oh, you know what? Oh, you might be thinking of Scotch Mist, which is the live stream they did. Was it like a live stream or was it like? They did a live stream.
Inner Rainbows is the one that isn't on Spotify, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was. Here, I'll show it to you while we played the night. I guess. Well, no, I can't. Yeah. Really do it, but like.
It's a shame it's not on Spotify though, because it's so good.
Well, yeah. Well, what can you do? Sometimes you can't just find everything on Spotify.
It's true, you can't. It's my gripe with Spotify. You can't find anything. Can't find everything on Spotify, but you can find most of it. And you know, I'm happy with that. And you know,
What I was kind of annoyed about with songs not available on Spotify is like they don't really have a lot of obviously I guess they don't have a lot of like vaporwave, because that's really kind of like that's really like the platform for vaporwave is like SoundCloud
and like Bandcamp.
It was like, because I wanted like my intro music to be like vaporwave,
but rip stuff off YouTube, just like I honestly tried that for one of my shows over the summer. I tried doing that as background music. I tried doing a Macintosh Plus song, and it just sounded awful. It's like, at least I don't think I had. I'd suggest checking out some Vapor Trap though, so those hot Vapor Trap tracks. That one.
Yeah. There was a bit of, like, I saw, like, it's, like, one of the, my, like, I mean, they're more, like, a future funk, which is kind of, like, a subgenre of, I guess it's a little, controversial if it's, like, a subgenre, if it was around before Vaporwave, but it definitely is, like, an internet-y genre of music.
Oh, yeah.
I think, yeah, that's, like, Architecture in Tokyo.
Yeah.
I found that they had a couple of songs up on Spotify. Not really any of my favorites though, but like they still had some.
That
was pretty cool. And they have there's also like Hong Kong Express, those guys, that kind of region of music. Let's get back to music. I hope we're not down to like 3 listeners now, because I keep on talking. That wouldn't be bad.
Where are we at?
We are currently at 4 listeners, which
all right, that's not 3.
It's
it's not 3.
And like last week I had 11, so, but whatever. Maybe if any of you guys are listening, you know, tell all your friends to listen in. Maybe we can break the record. We can get to 12 listeners. We need 8 listeners. So if each of you listeners could tell, I suppose, 2 of your friends to listen in, then we can get there. Okay. And hopefully this next song will help you, will convince you to do that. Okay. Here is the next song.
Woo!
Thank you.
That was Chemical Brothers with Born in the Echoes, the title album off of their latest album. Was this released this year, or was it released like last year? I think it was like released like late last year. Yeah. The singer on that song, by the way, is Jamie was asking me, it's Kate Le Bon, who is a Welsh singer. Yeah, it was released towards the end of 2015. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. What'd you think about that song?
Good.
Decent.
I dig it.
Yeah. Chemical Brothers are pretty cool. They do like a lot of stuff. I like that.
Mm.
They're, you know, a bit like Radiohead in that they do stuff. They're not really defined by any genres. I mean, I guess Chemical Brothers is more defined by genre than Radiohead.
I mean,
but yeah, whatever. Maybe it's not fair to make any comparisons, but yeah, I think I'm gonna read a PSA now, because this one's pretty cool. It's got one of those ones with like a time expiration date, so you know that it's really going fast. Yeah,
get it while you can.
Yeah, okay. It's from Somerville Open Studios. Visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios this Saturday, April 30th. So that's next Saturday, April 30th, and Sunday, May 1st, from noon to 6 p.m., with a special sneak preview at select studios this Friday, April 29th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 360 artists across more than 80 sites. Talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. More information, visit the Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org. Public service announcement from Somerville Open Studios and all your art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. There's like even like a just like a brochure in here.
Oh, really?
All the, yeah.
Huh.
Check it out.
A brochure.
Maybe there's something good in there. It's next Saturday.
Neat.
Yeah.
As you can hear, I'm flipping through these paginas.
What does it look like?
Is it a lot of artist names? There's artist names. It looks like.
So there's a lot of artists.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently so. Interesting.
It's pretty cool stuff. Yeah.
Oops. Sorry.
Don't throw that. Cool stuff. Okay. You know what I think it's time for, since we're at our halfway point? I think it's time to play a game.
Ooh, I love games.
I like games. Yeah.
We got today.
I think it's time to do the second round of Cat, Dog, or Boat.
My favorite game.
Yeah. I think we're gonna.
Dan, I'm so excited.
I made a round two like a while back, and Dan, I never got to.
My level of excitement's peaking.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a bit shorter than last time because I realized that the last time was a bit long. So you know, it's more chance. I guess that means equals to like more chances for you to win that laser printer.
That's right.
Yeah. If you win the laser printer.
Not sure. Still haven't established if it's just a regular 2D printer or if it prints lasers. Is a 3D printer that prints lasers. Still not sure. I'm hoping to find out.
That'd be pretty cool if it printed lasers, wouldn't it? Maybe it made its round.
I don't know. Yeah. If it was 2D, it could print pictures of lasers, but that's not the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, just let me open up PowerPoint, because I made it on PowerPoint. Because I am proficient in PowerPoint, according to my resume.
Hey, you're professional.
What would happen
if you plugged in aux 1 into one of these headphone jack outputs and then turned up the channel? Let's not do that, but like...
Yeah. That might cause a lot of feedback.
Might.
It might be fun, but not for the listeners.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Cat, Dog, or Boat, Part 2. All right, let's get... Okay. It's going to load, and then we're going to switch into game mode. As soon as this loads...
How long does it take to load?
I don't know. Shouldn't be taking that long, but it's taking long.
It's just PowerPoint.
It's just PowerPoint. But we got, hey, on the bright side, we're at 5 listeners now, so like one of you. Good job for getting one of your friends. You know who you are, so give yourself a pat on the back.
Call up your friends, tell them to check out this hot radio action.
Okay, okay, it's definitely loaded. Okay, it's loaded now. Okay.
Okay,
we're over here. It's Dog, Cat, or Boat. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Dog, Cat, or Boat. We've got our returning, not really champion because he lost, but, you know, we're giving him another round because...
You have a returning contestant.
Because I guess he only lost by one, so we're giving him a chance to come back to win that laser printer.
I'm going
to
give him my all
the
this time.
The coveted laser printer. And remember that the consolation prize is nothing. You get nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind.
I'm well aware.
Keep in mind what the odds are here. It's laser printer or nothing.
All right.
Okay, you're ready to play. So for those of you at home who do not know how to play, I'm going to say a dog, cat, or a boat, and Jamie has to guess if it's a dog, cat, or boat. Sounds pretty easy. Is it easy? We'll find out. Okay. I've got an example, which is canoe, but we already know that canoe is obviously a cat, so...
Self-explanatory for the listeners.
Okay, round one. We've got Australian mist. Is it a cat, a dog, or a boat?
Oh, man. That's a pretty ambiguous one. Australian mist. Sounds like a brew. Australian mist. I'm going to go with the cat on this one, Dan.
Wow, you're right. It is a cat.
Hey!
Australian Mist is a cat that was just recently recognized by the International Cat Association in 2014.
Oh, yeah, the ICA.
Yeah, it's actually TICA, the International...
TICA.
I wonder like what you have to do to get into
That's like cat, but like, with where the letters mixed up and also an I in there.
Yeah, like what do you have to do to get into the International Cat Association? It just sounds like such a... Such like a...
I assume... be a cat?
I bet it's like a cover-up for something bigger that we don't know. It's like a secret thing. Yeah. Here's a picture.
I see a picture. Oh, so cute.
It just looks like a normal cat, I guess, to me. I don't really know.
It looks like Australian mist.
I don't really know what cats aren't supposed to look like, so...
Yeah. Dogs. Boats, maybe.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Chantilly Tiffany.
Ooh, see, I don't want to get this wrong. Chantilly Tiffany. I'm going with a dog on this one, Dan.
Are you going to go with a dog on this one?
Yes.
No.
No!
No, I'm sorry. It's a cat. It's a cat.
No!
It's a cat.
I won't play anymore. This game is rigged.
It's not rigged.
This game is rigged.
It's a cat. See, it's a real cat. It's a real cat.
Oh, so cute.
It's got like green eyes. To be fair, it's not recognized by the International Cat Association.
Yeah. So I don't think I got a buy on that one, Dan.
Because
it's not recognized. Then it's not a cat. I get a buy on that one, Dan.
You know, it was thought to be extinct until. Like two were just found in like a yard sale in the 1960s.
Oh wow!
There were just like two little ones of them, and from there, every Chantilly Tiffany comes from those two, which is
well, it's not a cat, so I didn't get that wrong.
Well, it's not a dog or a boat, so I'll tell you that much.
No, that's why I didn't say dog or boat. I said cat, but it's not a cat. But
you said dog.
Look, I think I got a pass. Oh, did I say dog? Oh,
did
I did say
dog.
Dog. Shoot. Nope, I think I still got a buy on that one.
Okay, whatever. Doesn't matter.
It does matter. I want that printer.
Okay. This one's going to be difficult. Okay, you ready? Bodie McBoatface.
Bodie McBoatface?
Yeah. It's kind of difficult.
Bodie McBoatface. Well, Dan.
Doom.
Sounds like a name more than anything else for you know what could be a cat or a dog or a boat. I think you're trying to trick me, and for that I'm gonna go with a boat.
It is a boat. It is an Arctic exploration ship.
Oh wow!
By this point, they should have actually it was like a contest like from the internet to like name this boat. And
they named it Bodie McBoatface.
I don't know. I think I'm not sure if the contest has ended. If it's ended, then like could find out if, like, I looked up Bodie McBoatface, and the first result was Bodie McBoatface and the False Promise of British Democracy from The Atlantic. Gotta read that one later.
The Atlantic. Like the ocean.
Wait. Oh, doesn't it... I'm not going with it?
They're like not, it they're won. Calling it, they're won. Calling it Bodie McBoatface?
It won, but they're not calling it Bodie McBoatface.
That's stupid. So technically, I wasn't right with that either, because it's not the name of the boat.
You know, I would have been right when I had this planned out, but whatever.
It's fine. It's not your fault.
It's a hypothetical boat.
It's not your fault. It's whoever makes that decision. It's their fault.
We've got two more left.
Okay. Two for two, so.
Sure. Azawak. Do you want me to spell that for you?
Sure.
Azawakh.
Azawak. I'm going to go with dog on that one, Dan.
That's right.
It is, yes.
It is a sight hound from West Africa.
Oh, cool.
It kind of looks almost like a greyhound, kind of.
Oh,
like,
so cute.
Like, it's got greyhound legs, but, like, the face isn't really that of a greyhound. But I guess...
I like it.
Yeah, it's a cool dog. And the last one. You ready for the last one?
Dan, this is for all the marbles. Okay. Slash for all the laser printers.
Okay. Chinook. And I'll give you a hint on this one. The name means warm winter wind. It is actually it's a real like geography term. I should know.
What is a toughie?
Chinook. Is it a cat, a dog, or a boat?
This is a hard one, Dan. Oh, no. I don't know.
It's for the laser printer, I
warm
suppose.
Warm winter wind. For the laser printer. I'm going to go with cat on this one, Dan.
Ooh, it's a dog.
No!
It's a dog.
No! So close.
It's a rare sled dog from New Hampshire.
No!
I think if Tom was here, he would probably know this one.
Probably would.
Look at all of these. But look at them. Look at how cute they are.
Oh, so cute.
There's like one, two, three, four. There's like eight in this picture. They're all just hanging in the snow.
That's cute.
Okay. Sorry, Jamie.
No.
Better luck next time.
Guess I'll have to come back again.
I'll have to come back again to play round three. If there is round three.
This game's
It's
stupid.
Difficult. It's difficult. It's not stupid. It's just difficult.
This game is Chinook. That's what this game is.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. So I'm just gonna play another song because we don't want to listen to Jamie crying for.
I'm on the brink.
Yeah, just like we're gonna let Jamie cry, we're gonna play a song over it.
Thank God.
Okay.
If I lose you, if I lose you, if I lose you, if I lose you, the huh. If I lose you, if I lose you, the huh. If I lose you in the street, if I lose you in the street, if I lose you in the street. Nah, if I lose you in the street, if I lose, don't miss that. If I lose you in the street, if I lose you in the street, hey. If I lose you in the street, GG, come in, come in, come in. Feel for you, kiss me. With you.
You know, it's a good song when Jamie has to Shazam it.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was good.
That was, so you don't have to Shazam it. Or did you Shazam it?
I did, but for the listeners.
Well, what does Shazam say?
The song is called, the song is called The Lean Over by Life Without Buildings.
Off of Any Other City. That's right, Shazam. Good job. It's from 2000.
Interesting vocals.
Yeah. I just came across this song off of just Spotify, just randomly doing its thing, and so I wanted to look up just a little bit what it was about, and like
they only have one album.
Yeah, they only had one album. They were only active between 1999 and 2002. But like the lead singer. Wikipedia called it like talk singing or something like that. The way that she, I thought it's very unique. I haven't had the chance to listen to any other songs off of the album, but it got a 10 out of 10 on AllMusic. It got like really good favorable reviews when it came out. So shame that like it's not as well known as it should be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah. Forget. Okay, so we got 10 minutes, so we got time to play two songs.
Two songs.
But okay, gotta choose between. Okay, Jamie, you gotta choose between Queen, or between Afrokelt Sound System.
I know who that is.
You don't know Afrokelt?
No.
No.
Not quite sure what that is, but I say why not check it out?
Check it out? Okay.
We got time for two songs, right?
Yeah. But no, I have one song that I want to close with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, let's go with the second one.
Let's go with that one. Okay. Cool.
It's better be good.
Somehow I don't hear the sound.
Right. So that was Afro-Celt Sound System with When You're Falling. Nuts song is, what year is that song from? I think it's, is it from the 90s? Well, like the leads, just the main vocals on that one was, of course, Peter Gabriel, the famous guy, mm-hmm. famous Peter Gabriel of, it's not quite from the 90s, from 2001, but yeah. Peter Gabriel of Genesis fame, of solo career fame, got pretty good vocals there. Yeah. What'd you think, Jamie?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Cool. Yeah. So, gonna have time to close it all off, I think, you know, it's about time. So, once again, my name is Dan. You're listening to All Over the Place on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And yeah, you have a good time today, Jamie.
I did, yeah. Thank you for having me again. Hope to be back in the near future. Although, school is coming to a close.
Yeah, that's going to be sad. But
unfortunately.
We're going to close it out. We're going to close it out now with some Neighbors. So,
let's do it.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Night-night. The cold night.